here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, Nick McNamara joining me in studio here for the final segment of In Focus here today.
Hi, fellas.
How's it going, Dave?
It's going well. It's going well. It's been a fascinating week.
It has. Yes, it has.
I do want to pass along some information, and I don't know if we've got it on the website, but we did receive this morning obituary information for longtime Manhattan businesswoman Karen Streeter, and service information that is being handled by the Jorgensen Malone Lundeen Funeral Home, and we'll have that up on our website soon. Okay. All right. You're nodding in agreement. Thank
yes.
you, Nick. Okay. Last night, the Chamber of Commerce hosted its business after hours, and Karen's husband, Brad, and their son, Andy, were both there. That has been an event that the Streeters have regularly attended for years, and it's a kind of an extended family. And wow, what tremendous strength and courage it took to just be there. And I hope that it was a heartwarming experience for them. So that was neat. But we'll have that information on Karen Streeter's services on our website at News Radio KMAN under the obituary tab coming up here in a few minutes. So we have talked today within our newscast about this being the 50th anniversary of Nichols Gymnasium burning 50 years ago today. And we had an interview that we conducted with, is this both Alana and Cheryl in this interview, Nick?
They're both there. I'm not sure if they both speak much. I know Cheryl speaks a significant amount.
We put together a couple of different segments of the interview, and we thought maybe we'd just take a few moments here to share some historical aspects of what happened on this day 50 years ago on the K-State campus.
In January, that was the year that Martin Luther King spoke at Kansas State in Ahern Fieldhouse. K-State football stadium was built that year, so that's kind of a big event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And touching back a little bit before we go further, the Martin Luther King Jr. visit, I mean, I imagine that, especially just based on knowing the history of the man, that might have been a contentious time for him to come into Kansas.
There was a lot of contention on campus in that era. Yes, he was a convocation speaker. And, of course, at the end of the year, Nichols Gymnasium burned. And that was part of that unrest of the period. That was a big event in December of 1968. Of course, that was major destruction. A lot of folks remember watching it burn. It, of course, people came and to see what was going on. It was a major thing.
Yes, and we do have a piece of history that relates to the Nichols Hall or the burning. At that time, it was the Blaker uniform is what I was referring to earlier when we were talking. So it was actually at the dry cleaners, the band uniform. Brad Blaker had it at the dry cleaners, so it was not in Nichols at that time. So that was one of the uniforms that was saved because it wasn't. So now it is at the Riley County Historical Museum. So we'll have to get that out at some time and showcase that. This is 1968, so we could tie that in. But thank goodness he had that cleaned and not there at the time
right.
that happened. So
that kind of was the headquarters for the K-State Marching Band at the time, correct?
Correct.
And then they had, I believe it was, Dave was telling me earlier, there's a swimming pool, a basketball court in there.
Right.
And do we know how that fire started?
It was an arson fire, I believe.
Okay.
And I don't know that they ever caught anybody for it, but I believe it was an arson fire.
Wow, all right.
So that's the interview.
What ties into the whole contentious time.
That's the interview that we had with Cheryl Collins and Alana Parker with the Riley County Historical Society, and this was back in October. We were talking about the year of 1968, and this would be the day that that fire did happen. I posted some information about this on the station's Facebook page and my own personal page as well, and there was a poster that said that they did make an arrest of someone who had been, they believe, was responsible for the Nichols Hall fire, but for also a couple of other fires, including one for the Manhattan Country Club and one out at West Loop in the shopping center there. So I don't have that accurate or that exact information, but someone did post that, and I believe that the individual that posted that may have been with the Riley County Police Department at the time.
They'd know best.
Well, you would hope that that would be the case. this is a tremendous story about survival because, you know, eventually the building was restored, and now it's active in the community. And, of course, the story of the Wabash Cannonball. I have said this. I hereby declare that December the 13th and years to go on shall be known as Wabash Cannonball Day at Kansas State University.
Just makes sense.
I have that power.
There you go.
You heard it here first, guys.
That's right. That's right. Fellas, appreciate that. Thank you very much for joining us here this morning. News Radio KMAN, it's now 10 o'clock. CBS News with Clark Howard next. Chiefs are on the radio tonight at 6.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored.